This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 1st, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The war on drugs threatens U.S. relationships around the world as America stresses its preference for other countries to wage an international war on drugs. Brazil, according to its former president, Fernando Henrique Cardoso, has taken a different approach to drugs. We spoke at the Cato Institute's conference, Ending the Global War on Drugs, November 15th. With respect to the drug war that is essentially being led by the United States, how has this affected the relationship between the United States and Brazil?
Well, indirectly, because Brazil never had been directly connected with the idea of drug war. But anyhow, since we have a close relationship with Colombia, since the moment when Americans decide to pay the land Colombia, they ask Brazil to be more alert, and the Brazilian government have a profound debate about that. And the idea, our idea was, well, the drug question cannot be conducted by a foreign power. This is our problem, our decision. So Brazilian took a different path. We never assumed the idea of a war on drugs. See? But the consequences are indirect, because the horror to drugs is widespread too.
Then how do the laws in Brazil differ from the United States? And well, why was there a different starting point?
Well, in Brazil, there is a law which says that a person cannot be put in jail just because possess an amount of marijuana or any kind of drug, provided this is for personal use. In America, it's not like that. America is prohibited. In Brazil, the trafficking is prohibited. But the use is not prohibited. You can say, wow, this is a hypocrisy, because in order to have access, you have to enter in contact with the illicit. It's true. But then how is different. The consequence, well, in some aspects are similar, because if you, in any case, since the production is not allowed, and also the distribution of drugs cannot be done freely, drug trafficking groups try to control territories. So the territorial base is what really produces damage, because the state cannot enter in these areas. So there is a clash between government, the state, and drug trafficking. And it's impossible for a state just to realize that I cannot go there. So there is always a clash. This is occurring just now in Brazil, in some areas in Rio, because they used to call favela, now they call communities. In these communities, there are drug lords. Drug lords are heavily armed. They have guns and more than guns, rifles, so on and so forth. So now the Brazilian police is trying to expel this armed people from favelas. But this is not the same as prohibiting the use of the consumption of drugs. They cannot be armed there. They cannot make a business there. But the favela people, they can go in the other place to have drugs, and they will be not put in jail just because they are consuming. But the violence is decreasing because the police is expelling the drug traffickings from favelas.
Because they have other places to go.
Yes, they have other place to go. Far away from the center of the city, but they have other place to go, no doubt about. So it is a very difficult problem to solve, because up to my mind, at least we have to make experiments. In the case of marijuana, there are situations in which the liberalization of marijuana in the sense of this is not a crime is important, you see. And maybe you can make a differentiation between legalization and decriminalization. To my mind, at least decriminalization is very important. And not just marijuana, all kind of drugs. That is to say, if you are a user, you are not against the law. You can use. If you are a trafficker, you go against the law, you go to jail. But to put a user into a jail, the penitentiary, is just to conduct him to a school of crime.
If you talk to Vicente Fox or Jorge Castaneda, they will say decriminalization in the United States is not enough. that is not a sufficient policy.
I agree with you. I agree. It's not enough. It's a first step, but it's not enough. I think what has been said by Fox and also Castaneda is that it's necessary to legalize. And now even President Santos from Colombia is voicing the same direction to legalize. The governor of Rio is asking for legalization. So, and why? Because if you just decriminalize, well, you have the other side of the question has been not solved, the production, and how to get. And that's and this is crucial, because take a young person, who wants to have marijuana. This person has to get in touch with criminals in the black market to have access to drugs. So if you don't break the relationship between criminality and use of drugs, you are not solving the problem completely.
For a country like Brazil, it seems that you're in a bit of a luxurious position as compared with countries like Colombia or Mexico in terms of dealing with the drug problem. That is, the drug producers kind of have somewhere else to go. They can leave the cities, but these are smaller countries, and they border the United States, or I should say Mexico borders the United States. The problems are far less easy to deal with for a country like Mexico.
Oh, no doubt about it, because you have the pressure coming from the United States. In Brazil, is an internal pressure to stop, violence or the use of drugs, but not a foreign pressure. You know, Mexicans have a foreign pressure, which turns the problem much more difficult to deal with.
Fernando Henrique Cardoso is the former president of Brazil. We spoke at the Cato Institute's conference, Ending the Global War on Drugs, on November 15th. You can watch the full conference at cato.org.